Welcome to Near Fall Wrestling's recap of Extreme Rules. I'm your host, Rydell Casal. Here with me, as always, Mike Davis.
Hey.
Eric Morgan.
What's up?
And Tim Allen.
Hello, y'all.
So, Extreme Rules just wrapped up a couple minutes ago.
A lot of minutes ago.
Sick burn.
How's it going, man? You can't put on a bitch face and not go.
You just gotta
keep going.
That's cool. Just so you guys know, if Eric's not on next week's episode of the podcast, you know why.
This is the FTFO.
He can try.
All right, so we'll start with the first match of the pay-per-view.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah?
Usually at the beginning.
Yeah?
Normally we start at the beginning.
That's how stories begin.
This was a pretty short match. Eric and I were wrong. We said that Fandango was going to win. Jericho won. By the Codebreaker off the top rope, which was actually really, really good.
It was pretty hype.
That was excellently awesome. Executed.
Super smooth. I was pretty hyped about it. What did you think about it, Mike?
I loved that match, actually. It was one of my favorite matches of the night, and the way that he hit the Codebreaker, perfect.
Yeah. What a great way to finish it. What do you think, Eric?
It was good. I like whenever they have Jericho in a match like that, either like a really long match or a short one, just because he's such a good worker that he can make it epic, beginning to end.
Whether it's short or long, it's always going to be a good match with Jericho. What about you, Tim?
I just want to start. They were really pushing this TV-14 thing. Fandango's accompaniment came out. I was like, what? Is that two pieces of fabric held together with, like, miracles and wishes?
Is that two pieces of fabric glued to her skin?
And then we watched Fandango get his ass whooped for a while. That was pretty good.
But what do you guys think about...
I mean, it wasn't really that great. I mean, like, it was a good match, but... It definitely ended perfectly. The ending of the match was hit perfectly.
Yeah.
Codebreaker looked great.
That was probably one of the most, one of the smoothest endings I've seen to a match in a while.
It was so good.
It was really good. It was flawless, actually.
And it was extreme.
I was going to say, what do you guys think about the push for Fandango with this happening?
Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, I kind of saw this. I mean, I thought Jericho was going to take a break for a while.
Yeah.
Shortly after WrestleMania, I figured he would at least wrestle one more pay-per-view and then take a break. You know, his tour with Fozzy. Focus on that. But I guess I'm assuming they're going to have at least one more match. Because, they're...
To finally end the feud.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I liked it. So, yeah, let's give it a rating. Let's give it out of 5 stars. Eric, what do you think?
I mean, it wasn't like, amazing. It wasn't... No, don't worry. It was nowhere near bad. So, I give it, like, a 3.5. Like, 3.5.
Mike?
3.5. Yeah. I'm going with a 3. Can't give it the 0.5. I have no idea why.
So, I mean, apparently my opinion differs a little bit. I was really overall kind of disappointed with the match until the end of it. So, I'm gonna give it a 2.5 because it was like a 1 for me until that finisher. That could be nice. I'll say that finisher was pretty great. So,
yeah.
I'll say a 3. But overall, I mean, it was a pretty dull start to the pay-per-view.
Yeah, to be honest, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of other matches we could have put at number 1.
Kind of moved them around, better order based off
this around the order. The match really wouldn't make any sense to anybody.
Yeah,
but it'd be entertaining.
It would be. So some very exciting news. 2 separate titles have changed hands tonight.
Well, let's start with the first.
Yeah, first, the United States Championship is on the line tonight. We all unanimously predicted that Dean Ambrose would win and be the first member of the Shield to take home a belt, and he did. Very dominantly, too. I thought it was a really good match for him. I mean, I know they're pushing him hard, but it was like a really, really strong match for him.
Yeah, it was definitely a good match. Kofi Kingston hit him with the roundhouse kick. Oh.
Technically not a roundhouse kick.
It's almost like I broke character there for a minute. I'm sorry.
Also not technically a roundhouse kick.
What is it? A spin kick?
That's like...
A roundhouse kick is from
a standing position.
Look, there is sweet chin music, and there is no other kick.
All you need to know is a roundhouse kick is from a standing position.
All right, it was that great.
Let's just call it what it is. Kick in the face. Thank you.
Kick in head.
Yeah.
Not the only one we'll see tonight, though.
Yep.
But what do you think, Mike? What do you think about the match?
Actually, that was a very good match, and I'm very, very pleasantly surprised with the outcome of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we're all pretty happy with the outcome. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody. I mean,
the moves were pulled off perfectly by both of them. They both gave on a great show. Dean Ambrose proved to himself and everybody else tonight that he can be a good solo star.
We proved it to everyone.
He deserves he deserves the spot that he's at right
now. He deserves a good solid push.
It proved to everyone, too, because he won it straight clean. Like, we even said that in the beginning, because S.H.I.E.L.D. all came out, and then it was like, you know, oh, we're going to go get some beers and hot dogs. Oh, later, Dean. And they just left. So it was like, oh, Dean's just on his own. Oh, no one's even at ringside.
Yeah, I mean, Dean is going—he's going to be the shining star out of that group.
I mean, I think he already is. I mean, clearly,
and eventually, he's going to be, you know, full-on solo. I mean, we already know how that's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, me and Mike talked about this before that, you know, we were comparing the different members of the Shield. And I said I clearly think it's, you know, Dean Ambrose is number one, and then it's clearly Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, then Roman Reigns. But I mean, it's a big difference between you know, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. I was really impressed with the match, because I really hate Kofi Kingston a lot, as I think we all do, and we all know that it's not okay for him to be a champion of any kind for more than a week. So
I like Kofi Kingston.
Great in the ring, terrible promos.
Terrible everything
else. Man, he is honestly one of those talented people they have, like, all around in the ring.
As far as Jilly goes,
he can't do, like, his promos are terrible. He doesn't have personality to work with putting a major title on.
But he's Jamaican. Oh. Yeah.
West African.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's West African.
Guyana.
Now he's Guyanese. Wait, so they changed him from... Not only did they change his accent, but they changed, like, his location of origin?
Look, we all know Kofi Kingston is obviously Icelandic.
No, I'm West African. What? Why are you speaking perfect English? So, let's give it a rating. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5.
Wow, that's generous.
I am a huge mark for Dean Ambrose, so
that
yeah.
That is generous.
Tim?
I mean, I like the fact that Dean Ambrose won. The match was not that entertaining. I was okay. There were some things that really kind of bothered me.
I hated that this match was shorter than the Sheamus Mark Henry match.
Agreed.
And the Orton Big Show match, considering it was a fucking title match. Granted, the U.S. title doesn't mean shit anymore.
To me, it does now.
Well, now it has some legitimacy back since
it might mean
a legitimate there's actually a legitimate performer that has it. So, but yeah, but overall, I mean, I just wish this match could have been at least been 10 minutes. Well, how I think it was like I don't think it clocked in 10 minutes.
No, I think it was like it had to be at least 10.
No, it was probably it was close. It was like 7 or 8 probably.
We should have been timing it, but
oh yeah, we should get on our stop
watching
start timing.
But either way, I mean,
match began. The bell rang.
I agree with Eric 100%. I mean, it was way too short. Like the Big Show and Randy Orton matches, which we'll get into that later. But yeah. I mean, there's a lot of my point is there's a lot of matches tonight that weren't even half as much potential.
As long as they were.
Right, but I mean, that match had so much potential that they could have, you know, drug it out a little bit longer.
Yeah.
It could have definitely been fleshed out a little bit more.
I'm saying my rating on that match is just 2.5, and that's
really?
Because Dean won the belt.
Wow.
I wasn't really that hype on that match.
I mean,
I really don't like... Kofi Kingston brings nothing to the table for me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with Tim on that. I actually don't agree with...
I mean, I like the fact that Dean won it. That Dean won it without the Shield.
Yeah, that's...
And, like, you know, and he has that concussion maneuver.
that was
I'm going to drop
sweet.
You on your face, and you're not going to get back up.
I don't think
that makes
a
lot of
sense. Either.
No, I like...
My third thing about the match even more was just... It shows everyone in WWE how much more talented Dean is than the other people of the Shield, because now look at the people he's wrestled and put on great matches with.
Yeah.
Kane, Undertaker, Daniel Bryan, and now Kofi.
Yeah,
well, that's like the last name on there.
I know, that's what we don't say.
Kane, Undertaker.
But I'm saying, when you look at all four of them, completely, drastically different wrestling styles,
yeah.
A completely different match for all that he had to go through each time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I mean, I think honestly, too, not saying that, you know, the Shield is just as a gimmick for him, but I do think it was kind of part of the plan. I mean, to kind of, that's how they were going to get Dean Ambrose.
The launch
in the
point,
the
jumping
yeah.
off point.
I mean, he's definitely, in my opinion, going to be a major, major superstar over the next, you know, 5-6 years. Like, he's going to be in constant title hunts, and he's going to be, you know, a main focal point. He can be another CM Punk. He can be another person like that. And not comparing him to CM Punk at all, because I don't think there's really anything.
No,
like.
But it reminded me of CM Punk's time with the Nexus.
Right. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the Nexus.
Except we all knew that those guys in Nexus were not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't like. See, the thing with me is what I didn't like about that was when with the Nexus, it was just it's kind of like a guy's like, oh, these guys are kind of good. Let's just get like 10 or 12 and just throw them together and see what happens.
Slap these eyes.
Oh, you're CM Punk. Oh, well, I guess it's kind of legit. This
guys,
is terrible. Like,
it kind of worked.
I mean, you realize CM Punk did like 98% of the talking for that group.
Yeah.
And like, if it wasn't for that, it would be like, what are they doing? Why are they here? Who are these guys?
And as I predicted when that happened, I was like, yep, CM Punk's going to be able to go off on his own, and that group's going to just die.
We're right back to CM Punk's dick.
Even though he wasn't even a part of
it. He's never going to be, but he's always going to be talked about in the podcast, because you guys...
Oh, shut
up. I want to know Eric's rating on the last match that wasn't about CM Punk.
Yeah, no. Do we even get Mike's rating yet? No,
we didn't get it either.
We'll go with Mike, and then we'll go with...
I'm going to go with 4.
Yeah?
Damn.
I was excited for that match.
I mean, real quick, I don't want to cut you off, Eric, or cut your time short. I want to say why I gave it a 4. Was because I thought, for the most part, there's maybe one or two botches in the entire match. Which, even in a 9-minute or 7-8-minute match, that's, you know, there's usually a lot. You know what I mean? Well, not a lot, but there's usually a few here and there. And it's just like, overall, it was really well done. Both of them, actually, even though I don't like Kofi, I actually have to give him credit because he didn't botch anything, which is rare. Like, that's suit or anything big, at least. It was really rare. And transitions were really good. It was short, but I'm not going to fault the match for being short. I'm not going to give it less of a rating. And the fact that he won it clean was a big thing for me. So, Eric, what do you think?
It was good. I just wish it was longer. I'm going to rechange my score. Like, for the first match, 3. I'll give this one a 3.5. I want to put it to a 4, but, like, I don't know, like, there was...
Too short for you?
It was just too short. Like, yeah. It could have been so much better if they had a more epic match put on.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, man, here we go.
You guys have anything else to say about that match?
We need more.
More Shield?
More.
All right, and then the third match of the night, which I was really excited for before it started, was the strap match between Mark Henry and Sheamus. We were all really excited in the pre-show because they're bringing back a strap match! Yeah! Sheamus' back is going to be wrecked. Yeah.
I called this one.
Ugh, you did. You have to give Tim credit.
Nailed it. Called
this one.
You
have to give Tim credit. Yeah.
Told you all. Sheamus. Didn't just go with him because he's Irish.
Let's start with Eric on this one. What do you think about the match?
Unfortunately, we missed like the first 2 minutes, but due to food constraints. But, that's like basically what I expected from that match. Like, Mark Henry beat the shit out of Sheamus for most of the match. Literally most of the match that I saw, Mark Henry was beating the living shit out of Sheamus. And then somehow Sheamus pulls out last minute stop. I didn't even see him hit those last 3 turnbuckles before that bro kick thing. Now that I really think back to the match, I just remember seeing Mark Henry going for the strongest slam on Sheamus, and he jumps over, and then I'm looking at like, why are the lights lit? He didn't touch it. Wait a minute. And then he bro kicks Mark Henry, hits the last turnbuckle. When did he hit the other turnbuckles? When did he have time for this when Mark Henry was beating the shit out of him the last 30 seconds?
Obviously, when one of the cameras cut to a stupid direction, like they were doing, oh no.
What was it, the camera crew? Was this like the replacement crew?
I think the dude working the switchboard up there was just like, he was just pounding shots with somebody. He was just like, hit the camera 4. Dude, he's on break. I said camera 4! Oh crap. Go to 5.
I mean, and did so for the most of the match, I noticed that the every time we hit a turnbuckle, like if you didn't get to the next one really quickly, it was like they instantly timed out.
Yeah.
But yet this whole thing was happening with Sheamus and Mark Henry, like, you know, where he was gonna pick up the strongest slam.
Yeah, and then
like, they were just lit the whole time. So I was like, yeah, a minute and a half. No, just keep him lit. He had time to pick him up with the strongest slam. Sheamus was able to get out of it and bro kick him and then go to the fourth turnbuckle. I was like, well,
that was
most of the match. Like. How did this not time out? I was actually kind of disappointed. I was expecting a little bit more out of it.
Yeah. It was a strap match. I mean, you know, they fought for a while, and then there was all the turnbuckle hype with the strap. I didn't see anyone get choked, oddly enough, though.
There was a little bit of it.
It was very soft core compared to the other strap matches of the past.
Yeah.
When you bring back a strap match, you're expecting something that's a little bit more...
Aggressive. A little more BDSM.
Yeah, a little more BDSM.
I don't know. I'm going to have to say, out of anything, the only person that really enjoyed that match was Jack Swagger. Because a white man beat the hell out of that,
alright? Oh,
Jack Swagger, I thought that was hype.
Is Justin here? That was really bad. What did you think about the match?
I was disappointed, too. It wasn't how I expected it to be.
Yeah. I just expected a little bit more violence.
Yeah,
it felt really like, very subtle. Tame.
The whole extreme softcore. Up until this point, the whole Extreme Rules thing was like, it's Extreme Rules. Okay, we had one regular match, we had another title regular match. Now we have a strap match. That's pretty much just
a regular.
Oh look,
match
they're kind of just they're attached, kind of, but it really doesn't matter right now.
Let me ask you this question. Is it that the match wasn't that good, or is that we haven't seen a strap match in so long that we forgot, but we were just expecting more out of it, or is this what strap matches
are? I honestly
like,
think it just wasn't that good.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
I can't even remember the last strap match I watched.
I remember the last strap match, like, versus...
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going to say, that sounds terrible.
The Rock versus Mankind. Yeah, but even during that one, like...
In a strap match?
You had two people that were, like... Like, in the first 5 minutes of the strap match, someone had already grabbed the strap and was beating the living hell out of somebody. This one did not do that until, what, like, six minutes in? And
why
it was pretty tame.
They opened the match up with, like, they were locking up. I was like, why?
Yeah. You guys know there's this huge leather strap, right?
And match
just beat each other with this a whole lot. I could choke you out with this, but not right now, because it's only TV 14.
Either way, that...
That's another point, too, that I have, was that it was TV 14. I was very surprised by this, because every commercial I saw, it's a TV PG in the corner. Like, all the WWE commercials for the pay-per-view. I was like, oh, great.
That's probably for the next one, because Payback cannot be violent.
I was like, oh, great, another WWE PG production. And I was like, oh, Eric was like, oh, it's TV 14. I was like, really? I was like, I'm kind of excited about this. I feel like it should have been TVG. It was, like, super nice. I just didn't feel anything extreme. Was there even any blood at all?
No, but I mean, like, you know...
Zack Ryder got a slight cut on his arm, and it was red.
How'd you notice that?
Well, wait a minute. We all know what happened later on, where... I want to talk about that match when it happens, though.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that in a minute.
All right, so let's go through...
We have to give the rating for the strap match.
I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
Well, let's go through ratings for the match. Tim, what did you give the strap match?
I don't know, the strap match, I just like the fact that Sheamus won. I really didn't expect anything out of that. I gave it another 2.5. It wasn't that great. It wasn't hard. It was a strap match in an Extreme Rules, and you didn't do anything. You just...
Hold on a second. I just got a text from Bret Hart. He said, meh, 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm going on the Bret Hart scale of rating.
Meh, 4 out of 10. I'm gonna give it a 1.5.
Wow.
I mean, there was nothing... there wasn't one thing in the match that excited me at all. Like, there was no point in the match where it was like, ooh, or... it didn't even look like it hurt. It was like they were like... I feel like Sheamus was like, whoa, fella. Way too hard last time. You need to calm it down.
Ow!
You really need to fucking calm it down. Seriously. I got you, homie.
That's what I do. That's
what I do. That's what I do.
You know, doing stuff like that is great on radio, where everyone can see you.
They heard the sound, okay? It was a light tapping. I was lightly tapping Mike's leg and claiming to be Mark Henry. There we go.
That's what he does.
That's what he does. Mike, what was your rating for?
I'm going to give it a 1. It was not good.
Brutal.
I had to rate that, it's one of the worst matches of the night, if not the worst.
No.
I can think of one much worse.
You know what? 1.5.
Oh,
because I know. 0.5. Because I just thought it was worse.
That was about to be awkward if you gave that a 1.
Right. Gotta bring the whole rating system down.
Pillow out of 5. Meaning I went to sleep.
Pretzel?
Pillow out of 5.
Just kidding.
I guess that was yogurt out of banana.
I gotta give that like a 1.5. Like, leaning more towards a 1 and a 1.5. Like, that just... That match could have just not been on the card. I would have rather seen AJ versus Caitlyn in that match.
I would have rather seen Miz and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. I feel like that lasted longer than most of the matches tonight.
It did, probably.
Yeah.
But actually, is that when they showed that?
It was a pre-show match.
Yeah, it was on YouTube.
It was the Miz versus Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
And we just buried
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes a little
Cody
bit
Rhodes, can you dig that 6-foot hole right there? For what? You're going to go in it.
By the way, in case, I did like my favorite
tweet.
Why
does this tombstone say Cody Rhodes' career? And why is it next to Goldust career?
And why is it next to Antonio Cesaro?
Why is Antonio Cesaro helping dig the grave?
That really goes right back to my favorite tweet of last week, though. My favorite tweet of last week was...
Speaking of dead people,
Zack Ryder.
He was nowhere to be found.
Hold on.
Exactly.
Who the fuck is Zack Ryder?
I don't know. I was looking through who the WWE shop follows on Twitter. He wasn't on it, so... Must not be a real person. It's probably because he's wearing long tights now. Like, we can't market this.
That means
his hair's down, no headband, that, long tights. What the hell is this?
Pants?
Unfollow.
Pants?
Pants are the hell
no
out of here.
Spiked hair? Who the fuck are you?
What is this shit? Oh, God. That was actually... Yeah, that conversation we just had about that match was definitely more entertaining than the match itself.
Oh, yeah. I think it was longer than the match itself.
It was more entertaining. I feel like I hit Mike harder than anybody did the match, too.
Yeah. All right.
All right, next. Do we have to talk about it? We have to do
go. We have to do this. We have to do this.
The number one contender's I Quit match. Del Rio versus Jack Swagger. I'm not even going to talk about it. You guys go.
It happened. Yay.
This all right, we're moving on.
This was a match on the card.
Yeah.
It was?
Yes. That is information.
Did they wrestle in the ring?
They wrestled in and outside
the ring. For the most part.
What?
For the most part.
Wait, was it more than 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was actually.
This was actually our first extreme match, too, because I remember a kendo stick coming out.
There
this,
was.
This was the I Quit match.
Oh, did someone quit?
Oh, wait. Let's talk about the quote-unquote controversy at
oh my
quotation
God.
Fingers of Smash. So whoever didn't watch...
There's still really good to do on radio air when people can see.
I said quotation fingers. So
he's letting them know that he used his fingers for quotations.
So the controversy of the match, if for some reason you didn't watch it, was...
Some reason you have to do.
Kurt Angle 2.0, but infinitely worse. I mean, Jack Swagger had Del Rio in the ankle lock. And apparently, Zeb Coulter took the white towel from Ricardo Rodriguez and tossed it in. And for some reason, WWE decided, wait, people will be fine with the controversy of saying, this is how the match can end, even though the match is fucking called I Quit. And it says, the only way this match can end is if one of the competitors says, I Quit.
And then the
oh, is that a white towel?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh, ring the bell. Ring the bell.
That's it. It's over. White towel's in the ring.
And then WWE discovered the fucking insane technology of instant replay.
Okay. So, for how many years that we've been watching wrestling, has there been disqualifications? But now all of a sudden... Oh, whoa.
We're going to go to instant replay.
We're going
to
go to WWE instant replay, because we just found out that there's a rewind button on these damn cameras.
What's the bet? Tomorrow on Raw, they're not going to say... WWE now supports instant replay, so you can now see the endings you might have been confused about.
All the heels in the back. Fuck!
It's just some bullshit. I guess I will say something. On the mic.
Oh, that match was terrible. I can't rate it as the worst, but it was boring. It wasn't...
Oh, let's talk about that. I called it. I can talk about that.
Oh, yeah, you called that. Yeah.
Del Rio wins by armbar.
Yeah. I think I
original.
Called it.
Original. Me and Eric called it. Nailed it. Air 5.
I did too. I think we all went with Del Rio on this one, didn't we?
I think we all did. Yeah.
Yeah, we all went with Del Rio, but me and Eric called it by an armbar.
I don't think there wasn't really much we could get behind Jack Swagger.
It's the only submission he has. You can't really call him winning by an armbar. It's the only fucking submission movie he has.
Well, yeah.
He could have hit him with a car.
It's not like he's.
I want to see Del Rio win with a backstabber. I know we're just like, holy shit, what the fuck was that?
It's not like he's.
I'd rather see him stab Jack
Swagger. It's not like he's a Latino Dean Malenko. Come on, now.
That's an insult to Dean Malenko.
Yeah. Wow. Dean Malenko's just like, I'm not following this podcast.
Right, for that comparison.
I'm done. I like Dean Malenko. Come on.
You lost me.
Oh, no. It was good because they had a kendo stick. Those really hurt.
Yeah, a lot of those things, actually.
Oh, it? Man.
I want to talk about Vince McMahon's paychecks, or all the checks he has to write to kendo stick makers now after the Big Show match.
They just kept coming out.
Like 14 of them.
I mean, like, are we supposed to just believe that, like, there's some dude setting up the ring, like, before the, oh, what do you guys got going on under the ring? Oh, you know, like, I put 12 kendo sticks under there for no reason. You know, just, they were in my trunk. I had to get rid of them.
No, some guy brought his own personal kendo stick collection. Like, oh, I brought these.
You know what's
and then
sad.
Big Show's like, fuck these. And the guy's to the back, like, grasping his chest.
Yeah.
God.
Big Show walks by. You hurt me, sir. You hurt. Wait, we're not up to that match yet.
But you know what's sad, though? No trash cans. At all.
No trash cans.
There hasn't been a trash can in a match in, I don't even know how long.
Years.
Ever since the WWE
Brock Lesnar's debut. let's not talk about this match.
No, we have to rate it now.
Do we have to?
We have to. This was probably the worst one.
We the people out of five.
Oh,
meaning,
God.
Meaning negative two.
I'm giving this rating an armbar. I'm just going to tap out.
We,
I'm not ready.
Armbar. Can we have an instant replay on Eric's? Can we have an instant replay on Eric's iron? Let's go back and think about Eric's decision and just all decide that it's right.
We don't have a rewind button on the radio.
No, but we have one on the computer. It records to
I'm
a program.
I'm going 1.2.
We're going in 0.5s. How does that work? You can't do that.
It's not the worst.
If you want to draw the star and then go to 0.2 filled up in the star, then you can do that.
It's not the worst. It's
look for that worst. Later on our Facebook, because we're going to make Mike do it.
It's not the worst. You
just have to see it's a Crayola crayon.
Not on Photoshop either. You have to actually draw and then measure out to the 1.2 on the
star. I love how Michael's like, I got this. It's not a problem. Yeah, Eric's like, no, not Photoshop. Shit. Fuck. Oh, so I actually have to do this in real life. Yeah. All right, 1.5.
Whoa. That's generous.
Me?
Yeah. 1.5. I was saying it's when he decided to do it because he didn't want to color
the star. It's 1.2589. I gave this match pie.
That's what I could say then.
I give this match one kendo stick.
One kendo stick.
Somebody has to care about this.
Apparently Big Show gave it a half a kendo stick.
1.2 kendo sticks.
I don't want to talk about this match anymore. This match was terrible.
Yeah, my rating is 0.
I think we had a better conversation about kendo sticks there.
Yeah, I can't say it was 0. It was like 2 out of 5. It was alright. It was very predictable.
That's 1.
That's being generous.
Eric, did you give it a rating? Besides pretzel?
Pretzel?
You gave it Weed the People.
1.5.
Alright.
Yeah, 1.5.
I give that match 1 joint out of 5. It's a weed joke, because Jack's fine. Yeah. All right, we're on. By the way, Tim was taking notes during Extreme Rules.
So we know what order the match is going.
Yes, and so we know any like special things that happen. Like, the most bold thing on this page is towel thrown in instant replay. I just love that note. Like, we have to remember that because it's so because
it was such the bullshit.
Alright, this was actually a really good match. This was the Tornado Tag Team title match between Team Hell No and the other two members of the Shield, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. That was the fifth matchup of the night.
That was a good match.
That was a really good match.
That was awesome.
Hype.
Because, I mean, as you guys know, I love Daniel Bryan. I also love Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. I'm not a hater on Kane. Just think he might be a little old. But,
old? Look at his face.
He's wearing a mask.
But the bottom half of his face is ugly enough. That's dude, hide your mouth. It's terrible.
There's so much dead air because Tim's making me laugh at the facial expression he's making.
Sorry.
Needless to say, this match was fucking... That was a really good fucking match.
I'm not gonna lie. The match was awesome. But I just have to jump right to the end. To the torture knee.
That was actually a torture rack going into Seth Rollins' old finisher
move. I don't know what the hell they're calling that move, but that shit is hot.
They're calling it the hyper shit.
Dude,
that
it was
happened.
A torture rack into Seth Rollins' blackout into a Samoan drop.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
See, what was cool is, I mean, like, back in, like, early 2000s or, like, the late 90s,
yes.
Transitioning from the Attitude Era into the beginning of the PG Era, tag teams were the shit. Like, tag teams, like, all the tag teams had a tag team finisher.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah,
DX,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Dudley Boys, Hardy Boys, Christian and Edge, like, I mean, they had some.
Well, they had, like, finishers, or if not, it was one of those, it was like a transaction type thing, like, where, like, Matt Hardy would hit the Twist of Fate, and then as soon as the Twist of Fate, then the Swanton's coming out of nowhere. So, like, if it's not even a team move, there's, like, this nice transaction from move to move.
It's a way that their team's going to finish it together.
Yes,
so
exactly.
That's what we don't really have anymore. Well, one, there's really not that many tag teams anymore. No. Unless Teddy Long's around.
In which case, you're going to be a tag team.
The tag teams now don't really have the chemistry.
They don't last either.
No,
they don't. Like, look at Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow. Like, Team Rhodes Scholars. I thought they had a lot of potential. I like Damian Sandow a lot. Cody Rhodes is a very talented wrestler. It could have been good. But they're just like, yeah, you guys had, like, 3 matches with Team Hell No. You're done. That's just Cody Rhodes, you're dead. Damien Sandow, you're gonna fight for the NXT title. He's fighting for the NXT title with Biggie Langston.
Are you?
Yeah, that's a real thing. It happened.
Wow.
I quit life.
Oh, are we doing this again where we're done watching wrestling until next week?
No. Yes.
I love that hour.
That's it, we're done watching wrestling until Monday and then we're gonna watch it again.
Yeah, he wrestled last week on NXT and like there was no build up to it. It was just like he just wrestled some schmuck. And then at the end of it, he was just like some new guy, and he was just like, "Give me a microphone, Big E. I challenge you for the title next week. Drops the microphone. Walks
you're
out.
You're welcome.
Yeah. He didn't even say you're welcome. He was just like, he just dropped it and left.
God.
I'm just like, really? Not even have like a storyline build up? Nothing? Like, I get it. It's NXT, but can we try? Like, Ring of Honor's got better storylines than
that. Yeah, everyone in the back is pretty much like, okay, I like it. Good job.
And then all of a sudden, like, all of a sudden they come back from commercial and he's just like, Biggie's in the back, just like, he's actually talking, which is weird. I didn't know he had a voice. I thought he was mute. But anyway, he's talking. He sounds normal. And he's just, like, talking to, you know, I don't know the guy's names on the NXT.
I don't know.
No, I don't, like, the people who, like, who would be, like, the Josh Matthews type thing.
Can we just say Mean Gene?
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Yeah, you know, let's just say Mean Gene. if it's not Mean Gene, it's great.
I mean, Biggie was talking, then, like, Damian Taylor comes up, and I didn't get this at all, so maybe you guys can explain it to me. And, like, they're doing math all of a sudden. Just, like, doing, like, divided by square roots of things.
Whoa, like legitimately doing math.
Like, doing math. Like they're feuding by doing math with each other.
2 + 2 = 4, bitch! You lie!
That is completely incorrect. No, it was like they were doing some kind of math, and then somehow the answer came to 5. And then Biggie Langston's like, yeah? And Damian Sandow's like, 5! Hmm? 5! Hmm? 5! And Sandow...
Dollar foot longs!
It was a plug for Subway!
and then Biggie just starts yelling 5. They're just yelling 5 at each other, and then Sandow walks away. I'm like, that was
what
a promo?
What was that?
I have no idea. We should really YouTube it, because it's bad. We should put it on the Facebook page. And we're going to be like...
We should.
Anybody know what this is about? Are we missing something?
That'll be on the Facebook
telling
page.
You, Subway was just watching like, yes!
I mean, like, I've been watching NXT every single week. Not related to anything wrestling-wise, so... I mean, maybe I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I have no idea what they're talking about.
I don't know.
When your promo starts going
NXT
into equations...
Yeah. NXT, go home.
Oh, my God.
They're like, we need to hype up this match right now. What do we do?
Oh,
well,
we
no one
we,
understands math,
we didn't even
so
finish
do
talking
that.
About the Shield match.
Yeah, we just totally got sidetracked.
Yeah, so we'll finish talking about it. I mean, overall, I thought great. I mean, everything was really good. Like, everything was choreographed well.
And it was a tornado tag match.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
When's the last time we've seen a tornado tag
that's
match?
That's not fantastic.
Know, but
right now. That's extreme.
There needs to be more tornado tag matches, though.
Yeah. Oh, you nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, I actually prefer that to an actual tag. I mean, I get the title, the name tag team. I get it. But I like the tornado matches way better. It's just more interesting. There's more going on. You know what I mean? It's, instead of it's like, with the tag teams, it's like it's 1 versus 1. And then they tag in, and it's another 1 versus 1. And they're good a lot of the times. They're not the same like they used to be because, again, they're not the same kind of tag teams they used to be. So I think now it works out better to have more tornado tag team matches.
Yeah.
Because it brings definitely a lot more to the table. Like, tonight, it showed it. I mean, it was great. Like, they actually had, a team finisher. Like, it was awesome.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was. I mean, and Daniel Bryan and Kane were working really well together. I thought Kane was, like, super agile tonight. Like, way more than... he's pretty agile for a bit. I mean, he's huge.
Yeah, he runs around a bit.
He's older, he's big, and he still runs around pretty well. But, I mean, like, he was, like, extra physical, really quick tonight. Like, didn't really miss anything. I was really impressed with everyone in the match, which is... I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was my match of the night. So, I don't know if anyone else agrees, but I'm going to give it 4.5 out of 5.
I have to go with that. Just looking over the card real quick. Yeah, no, that was the hype. That was the hype match.
What we were joking about in the pre-show was true. It was actually Shield Rules pay-per-view.
Yeah, like all the Shield
hashtag
matches
Shield
were
rules.
Great. Like, that match, I got to give it a 4.5.
What do you think, Matt? Mike?
I'm going to go ahead and say... Matt?
Matt Morgan from TNA? What?
I'm going to go ahead and say that is my top match of the night, and I'm giving it a 5.
Wow.
Whoa.
Woo! Peaking the scales here.
I was entertained.
I was sports entertained.
I'm killing myself.
Yeah,
and Eric's dead.
See that?
Oh, so it's down to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter what you say because it's 3-1, but we were still here to say. I meant match of the night.
That was easily the best match of the night. Yeah. Like, the choreography was great. The work was great. Everything was done well. Like everyone said, a fucking tag team finisher for God knows how long.
Torture rack knee Samoan drop.
Torture rack knee to the face Samoan drop. I was like, all right, but I don't know what you guys are going to call it. I like torture knee.
Was it the shield breaker?
Oh! We totally probably just peaked. But
yeah,
cool.
We did. Anyway, that's a 5 for me.
Wow. Can I bring up something real quick we talked about during the match? It's just about tag teams.
Go, Tim, go!
Yes! It's morphin' time! I don't know why I brought that up. No, it was with the one thing we said during the tag match we thought was funny. If your tag partner's being pinned and they're gonna go down with 1-2, driving another man like deeper on top of him is just like, oh no, you have to stop now, he touched you. Now that you're forced down harder upon him, the count is so done. Hard
your shoulder just bounced off the mat.
Right, so we've said words like softcore, BDSM, forcing. We should probably calm it down a little bit. This is getting real rapey, this podcast. So.
S&M cast. About wrestling.
Welcome to Rape Cast.
Remember, Dark Alley. Chris Hansen? They're the hypest.
Oh, hi, Chris Hansen. Oh.
There's no seats for me to have.
And no cookies.
Actually, now that you mention that, though, Chris Hansen walks in this door. Brock Lesnar walks in that door. Now what you gonna do?
Chris Hansen gonna die.
Hide in the closet.
Chris Hansen! Brock rape you! And then we all leave while he's distracted by raping Chris Hansen.
I call you Chris Hansen.
Because we're just, like, I'm getting the hell out of here while that's going on in some sort of dark corner of hell.
Is that like in Jurassic Park where I'm one of the dinosaurs feeding on another animal?
Yeah, no, you just
they're distracted.
Away.
Brock's distracted while he's feeding on Chris Hansen. Let's get out of here.
Right, let's go to the next match before this gets weirder.
Oh, wow. All right, match number 6. An Extreme Rules match.
What?
Oh, shit!
That's my shit! Mama! Shit! It's almost like the pay-per-view was meant for this.
It's like a friendly guy.
They said it. They actually did. There was a big hunter. Ladies and gentlemen, the next match will be an Extreme Rules! And there was like probably 8 people doing the exact Peter Griffin. He's gonna do it!
So, does it matter who was in this match? Because it was just an Extreme Rules match. But
we got 2 out of nowheres, though.
Yeah.
We did. Oh, we actually have something to talk about. Let's save it for the end of it.
So, I want to do it now.
Alright, so it was Big Show. Wait, is it? He's still okay. Yeah, Big Show's still
Big
wrestling.
Show.
Yeah, Randy Orton, the Viper, Randy Keith Orton,
who also was still wrestling.
Randall Keith Orton, who's
who apparently wrestles from better. Time to time.
Well, he mostly spends most of his time brawling.
I love the hype up to this match. The hype up to this match was great.
I thought Randy Orton didn't
work. Led all the way up to a match where. They beat each other up with kendo sticks.
They did. Yeah. There was a lot of kendo sticks. There was no trash cans.
Until Big Show was like, me not like kendo no more.
That was actually kind of funny. The way he pulled Randy Orton back, I don't think he expected it because it looked like Big Show lost his balance when he had him on the ropes and he broke that kendo stick as he was pulling on.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Orton was like, oh, that's his rib cage broke that. Like, that sucks. It's all right. I mean, Big Show didn't do much, typically. I mean,
weak.
He really can't.
Weak sauce.
Weak Extreme Rules match.
I mean,
it could have been better, a lot better.
Honestly, I feel like I really want a feud between Antonio Cesaro and Randy Orton. To me, physically, they're very similar in athletic talent. Like, they're both really talented when it comes to in-ring. One's a lot better on the mic than the other one. The other one shouldn't talk at all. But, you know, I think like that would be it. See, I don't think it makes sense to me to have a really athletic performer against someone who's slow and big and doesn't really do any of that. Because you can't really compliment it well. You know what I mean? When he does, Randy Orton does an RKO, it kind of loses some of its excitement when it's just like, ugh. He just kind of like tipped over. Like, that's what it looks like. It looks like Big Show just like, timber!
Like, I got your head now. You have to lean forward at all.
Yeah, and that's what it is. But like I always go back to Randy Orton's RKO on Evan Bourne when he came off the top ropes and somehow Randy Orton levitated off the ground.
That was amazing.
Levitated on the ground and RKO'd him at the same time.
Angels pushed Randy Orton up to
Angels
make
that
moon. Happen.
Yeah, that was the second time I made that joke, so I'm gonna stop it.
That movie's still not funny.
But so like Randy Orton, like obviously he's extremely physically talented, but when he does an RKO to Big Show, it's just like, yeah, that was out of nowhere.
That was a thing.
I guess it was out of nowhere.
It had one of my favorite things, and I don't know, like. I love the out of nowhere when it's just like it's just oh my god, and the RKO's because
when it's literally out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's literally out of nowhere.
Not when he pounds on the ground for 10 minutes. Like, oh, he's probably gonna RKO him. Out of nowhere.
There is a possibility that an RKO is about to happen.
But I mean, like when he first started wrestling and he started the pump up, man, that got you hyped because it was like, oh man.
But there's that
oh,
way
oh man. Yeah.
It's like, you know it's coming.
But like this one was just like, he kind of looked around like, I'm going to do it. And then he fell to his hands and it was like, you lost something.
Yeah.
you lost something.
I mean, I think honestly, I think even he's bored of being a face.
I think so too.
He hasn't done it. I mean, he responded to a tweet actually a while ago. I don't know if you guys saw this. But somebody tweeted, you know, am I the only person who wants, you know, and tagged Randy Orton on Twitter to go back to being a heel? And he replied to the tweet. He said, no, you're not. Like, you're not the only, like that's him saying, like, yeah, hey, Vince. 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 What? Dude, I really, I can't stand this whole face thing anymore. It kind of sucks. I'm bored.
But Rydell, Eric, Mike, how could Randy Orton somehow just, with a single action, become a heel?
I don't know.
It's like, there's something he could do during a match to become a heel.
Something that would signify him turning crazy.
I think again? Eric might actually know. Eric, wait. What exactly could Randy Orton do to become a heel?
Wait, guys, hold on. Let's put our thinking caps on.
Eat apple pie.
No,
obviously. That's not right. That's
could
not
he
it.
Help out disabled children?
Not
no.
It.
No.
Old lady across the street.
So close with that.
Mm-hmm. Will...
No.
Wait,
no.
What if he
punch
gets...
a puppy?
No. No, that's just me.
Wait a minute. I like
that's
the idea
far.
You had there
that's
at the beginning.
Animals.
Aside from the puppy.
Wait, what if
wait.
He just punches?
You're on the right track. He could kick something.
What if he kick... Wait. What if he, like...
Are you saying that if he kicks some motherfucker in the side of the face?
That would be it!
Yes!
Like,
Eric, you can't
like
do
some
that.
Kind of...
That's not allowed, because Vince, it happened to Vince McMahon.
Like, some kind of...
It's something that happened in football.
You mean like a field goal?
You mean like a punt?
Yeah,
that's it!
Nailed it!
That is it!
You said the secret word!
Alright, so way too much build up for that, but
yeah.
Randy
yeah,
Orton
yeah.
punted Big Show. And
that's
looked,
not too much build up. Come on, he kicked Big Show in the side of the motherfucker.
We hadn't seen
face.
A punt
in about a
in
year.
A long time.
Apparently
been
it was
a punt
been...
In three years.
3 years.
Yeah. More than that, actually.
He hasn't been a face for 3 years. He stopped doing...
No, he's
face.
Been a face for a long
no,
time.
No, he was a face
like
for a year, and
no,
then he hasn't really done
that.
Much afterwards.
He turned face after Legacy turned on him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
It's been a while.
It's been a really long time.
So I think
I kind of just forgot he existed, because like he comes out like rubbing body oil on like it's a commercial, and then yeah, I guess he wrestles and then he leaves.
Baby oil loves
the man. Works the man.
We all seem pretty agreed on this. With the punt heard around the WWE.
This might be the WWE universe.
Oh, Eric. I was so happy with Tim right then and there. He didn't say universe. I hate the term WWE universe. It's a terrible term.
That's all right. I'm just going to give Xbox 720. What are you going to do now?
Eric's head just...
What are you going to do now?
Hold on. Listen, girls at home, I need you to be very clear on something. Eric's head is about to explode right off of his shoulders. I see many veins in his head. It looks like he's about to have an aneurysm. Eric, how do you feel right now?
You just painted, like, the most... Like, the worst paint... Like, of Eric's head. And then it's like, he's got many, many, many veins popping out of many directions.
We didn't actually talk about this match at all.
No, we didn't.
Not even a little bit. Because nothing really happened besides the punt.
The sticks broke, RKOs were had,
and then
he
the
punted
punt.
Him.
And the punt happened.
Like, Big Show didn't even choke slam. Did Big Show choke slam?
No, he didn't, actually. He didn't even WMD him, did he?
No.
Wow. So, like I was saying in the beginning, he really didn't do anything, like, at all.
It was just Big Show getting beat up the entire time.
He's bounced around the ropes, ran into him a couple times. Oh, we're done.
I don't even think we broke an announcer table on that one.
No, we did not.
We didn't break an announcer table.
There was not one table broken this entire paper.
What's the point of having a smash announcer table if
it's
going to be intact?
There were tables broken, but just the wrong tables.
Yeah. Which we will get to in a second.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things broken, actually.
What could it be? We're leading up to other things.
Ugh. What are you giving that match? I mean, I like the punt. It kind of excited me a little bit. I'm going to give it a 2.5.
2.5.
Okay.
Yeah, and same thing, just slightly below average.
It wasn't terrible, it just wasn't great.
Yeah.
He RKO'd him on top of a chair. I thought they were both dead.
Dead!
I'm giving it a 3.
Ooh!
Eric,
wow.
I'm 2.5.
Alright, so just so everyone's clear at home, Eric, Mike, and myself clearly love CM Punk, while Tim is not on the bandwagon, quotes. But he really is. But he's just not going to say it. But
I'm not, I don't. You shouldn't have had the belt for that long.
get the fuck out. To get out of your house right now.
For another podcast. We're not ready for another. No. We're not ready for this podcast.
I don't even know what we're talking about. Is this a podcast? Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Get out of your house right now.
Come on, seriously? He had it for over a year?
Yeah! And he should have had it longer. He should have broken Tim Martino's record. I mean, ooh, yeah, I didn't just mark out. It's cool. I didn't just mark out.
This is bullshit.
I didn't mark out. Relax. I hate it. All right, so the match was pretty good. Big Show versus Randy Orton.
It was decent.
Yeah.
Average, we'll say.
Not bad.
Well, apparently, since we've already given up our match of the night...
Like, this has been your fault podcast.
Every other match from here out's gonna be, you know, it happened.
No, I think that's just how we should rate every pay-per-view. Meh, 4 out of 10. Like, everyone, that's really what it feels like.
Except for that last WrestleMania. Man, that was hype. I hate you even more now.
We have to get to the next match, which was very
weird.
I'm actually more pissed at that match.
Yeah, I'm actually really upset. It actually... Alright, so before we get too much into this, let's introduce the match.
Oh,
the second to last match, which that's something we're going to talk about in a minute, was the WWE title match? Was the second to last?
Yeah, that totally shouldn't be the end match.
No, not at all. Why would that be the main event?
Title for the World Championship at the end?
Not even the World Championship. The most important WWE Championship.
The hypest of titles.
Of all the titles.
Oh, the greatest.
And the greatest wrestler of all time, as every 9-year-old in the country says. John Cena was in it. So why would
that be? The soldiers like him, too, because he salutes a buttload.
Bum, bum, bum,
he does salute a lot. So this was Ryback versus John Cena. I just read Tim's note. It says no win, death. So that's I'm gonna introduce this match. That's exactly what happened. You don't really need many syllables or punctuation. It was no win, death.
But on top of that, John Cena died. We clearly saw Ryback get up.
Oh, and
leave.
All right. Well, let's let people know what happened before we get to the end of the match.
That's not the best place to start.
So some things happened. John Cena did his 5 moves. Ryback did his 3.
Did he do all 5 of them?
They yelled. Hey, I think he did 6, actually. He did this.
He pulled off a power. Didn't he pull off a powerbomb?
And didn't he mess up an insecurity?
Yeah,
totally did.
It was.
He was trying to do an insecurity, like landed around Ryback's waist. How does that?
No, I think he was going for the Hurricane Runner. Something.
Was it?
That's what I think it was. Then they just got into this weird,
like, speaking of rape cast, it really looked like John Cena was trying to shove Ryback's face in his genitalia. I just want to throw that out there.
You know you want this from the champ. The champ is here.
Like, I felt like that's what he was whispering in his ear. It was really weird.
But the whole match was very slow, and it was very slow-paced.
Very drug out.
Yeah. But when they tried to get it to hype up, it just was like, hype. Oh, wait, no, this is still a last man standing match. Let's start counting.
I don't want to give you guys my opinion. I hate last man standing matches. I don't think if I'm wrong, please correct me, but I haven't seen a really good last man standing match,
only in the Attitude Era.
Very few.
The Attitude Era.
Okay, since 2000, pretty much. Since 2000.
Moment of a last standing match that I liked was the one we had against Del Rio, where he almost tossed like the entire giant electric, like multiple hundred pound. It was between Cena and Del Rio for the title. It was before.
Okay, I remember.
And Cena almost tossed like the giant electrical thing on top of Del Rio.
I think it was supposed to do that.
Huh? I feel like it wasn't planned. It's like Del Rio looked like ran like a bat out of hell because he was about to die.
Oh shit! Run like hell! So, anyway, again, that's my standpoint. For the most part, I hate last man standing matches.
I never really like them if they're with good people.
But even then, to me, it never really feels like a decisive ending. It's like at any point in time, this guy couldn't have gotten up. And like now, this is like, you know what I mean? Like you'll go through a match and you'll see like 3 points. You're just like, oh, I don't know if he should really get up from that. And then you see the one that actually ends it, and you're just like, that's what he couldn't get up from? Like, really? No, that's why I always feel... That's how I've felt about almost every last man standing match that I've seen recently, over the last year or two. I mean, so the match overall... Wrestling? Like, the actual wrestling in the match? What do you guys give that? I want to give these last two matches...
How about that Cena-Batista bomb that he did to Ryback?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta give Cena a little credit. It was actually pretty decent. It was actually a different move, which was weird. That was actually kind of cool. So he did do something.
But then, Batista's watching like, that motherfucker.
You son of a bitch!
Yeah,
Batista's
watching from a movie set, though.
I want him back.
This was the first really extreme match of the night, though. They brought tables. There was ladders.
It ramped up.
We did stuff.
No, there was a ladder in the Big Show.
Got tackled through the fucking
stage. Okay, now wait. Now can we talk about the end?
No,
I don't think that was planned. That just happened. It was like, oh yeah, that just
planned.
Now run me through that. Yeah, but I mean,
that was definitely planned.
Not that. Not that
injury that pursuit that ensued afterwards was not planned. No. I really think Cena's hurt after that.
I'm gonna strongly disagree. I think that was. It looked like there was a pyrotechnic blast afterwards. Like, you actually saw, like, the lights, like, sparking, and then, like, it was like...
But you also saw Ryback, like, when he was pushing him through, Ryback slipped.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, if you see him running, like, he's running.
No, he's
slipped. And then, like, right before, like, as they're going through, you see this, like, oh, shit.
I feel like Eric agrees with me on this. I'm pretty sure all of that was planned. I feel like Cena will be there tomorrow night.
It probably will be there tomorrow. I think that whole segment, like, that whole sequence was planned, but,
it might have been a little more than they expected.
I think they fucked up the execution of doing it.
Yeah. I think
it was
probably
pretty
hurt.
I have to say that I was pretty excited about it, though. I mean, like, I was like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
But then there's a controversy behind that, because
they
didn't call a winner.
Well, I was thinking about this before we actually, once we started recording, I was thinking about it. They were definitely both down for more than 10 seconds. The ref was not counting, but they were both down for more than 10 seconds. The
ref couldn't see them.
No, he was back there with them. There was, like, three refs.
No, he didn't run back there until, like, what?
Yeah, the ref ran, like...
Well, clearly, they were on the ground.
Like, the ref just kind of did this, like... They're gone! It's
what?
It's magic!
Are they dead or do they count? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah, and then he ran around, and the next thing all you saw was, like, 8 people and paramedics, and it was like... No.
I definitely feel like this was... I mean, like, the outcome was planned. I mean, like, obviously. I mean, I feel like it was definitely going to be no decision.
Why don't we just go to instant replay? We have it now. We have the technology.
All of a sudden for pay-per-view.
I don't know. I just,
it's like a challenge flag. You can only throw it once.
Like, yep. we talked about in the pre-show. I mean, I was not excited for either. I don't like either one of them. I especially don't. I like Ryback even less than Cena. But I wanted an ending. Like, I wanted somebody to win the match. Like... I never liked those kind of things when it's just like, oh, yeah, nobody won.
Ugh. We even all kind of called it, too, that, like not something like this would happen, but, like, we all knew the ending. John Cena's going to keep the belt. He just got it.
Right, we all thought John Cena was going to win. Like, actually win the match.
Not beat Super
Yeah, I don't count this as a win.
I don't count it as a successful title defense.
I'm trying to figure out what are they going to do after this.
I don't know.
What's going to happen tomorrow night?
I think...
Clearly, there was no winner.
Right. But I think, honestly, if they're looking at that match... I mean, I feel like if Vince cares anything at all about the reputation of the company and the reputation of the wrestling, like the actual wrestling aspect of it, I mean, if you look at it, again, you know, no offense, there's nothing to do with how I feel about either one of them. It was a really poorly executed match. I mean, there was a lot of botches. I mean, a lot. Like, it was poorly put together, like, all around, because they just contrast so much in their wrestling styles. Like, when Cena and Ryback are together, it just doesn't work for me. Like,
no.
Especially in a match like that, where they're outside of the ring a lot, it just doesn't feel right. There's certain wrestlers who are good at that, or good at improvising, and that's the key. And
Cena and Big Show did it okay. Their match a while ago.
Remember
he threw him into the big spotlight, stage light?
That was pretty hype.
That was pretty cool.
I also thought, was it 2 years ago now, when Miz and Cena had the last match, or was it, it was an I Quit match. Wasn't it Extreme Rules?
Yes.
Yeah, it was actually for the title. When Miz had it.
The one with him and Randy Orton was pretty good, too.
Yeah. I mean, that was a match I really liked. I could match the Cena and Miz. Like, that I thought was really done well. Like, it was really well. Really done well.
But this one,
really
done well. Ryback and Cena just don't have...
It didn't feel... Like,
it wasn't what I was expecting it to be. I was hyping it up to be like, you know...
Should be pretty good.
Ryback was going to... Fuck John Cena up.
I don't know.
You know, it's gonna be like two titans going up against each other.
Well,
I like what my buddy,
one titan quotations and then a titan.
I like what my buddy John said and told me about this match. I've already seen Superman versus Doomsday. I know the ending. I've read the comics. I don't need to watch.
Wait, is this the exact ending almost?
Yeah. John said yes.
That is the exact ending. The Superman versus.
That's a shout out to my buddy John.
John
wish he was here.
John did call the ending.
Yeah, John called the ending because
DC
called the ending.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, no, it's actually hit. That makes me feel
now
like
we know what's going on. Vince is upstairs reading comics. We can do this!
Guys, if we would have realized this a year ago, these last year of pay-per-views have been great. We just have to figure out what superheroes we're fighting.
Exactly.
Does that mean Undertaker's Batman?
I still see CM Punk.
Yeah.
He doesn't lose.
Because he gets broken and comes back.
Yeah, and he doesn't lose.
I would have to agree with Tim.
That's the That's the best. I win.
Yeah. I think CM Punk would be the Joker.
That's actually a decent call.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
All right, we're not going to get into this because it's going to be
gonna way too long. That'll be for another podcast.
Welcome to Comic Cast. What we really wanted to do.
That will be for another episode.
That would be a 4-hour podcast. Let's not do that. Overall, it wasn't even a fact of being disappointed. It was like, I was like disturbed by how bad the match was.
Yeah.
Like, it had nothing to do with the two competitors. It was just how bad I thought they worked too well together.
Do we rate the match because there was no ending?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give it a rating. Like, I'm going to give it a 0 out of 5. Like, I was...
You're super butthurt about it.
No, I thought that should have been the main event. It wasn't. It should have been the main event.
How it ended, that should have been... Like, that should have
been... That would have been a good way to end it. Yeah. That would have been a good way to end the pay-per-view.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, that should have been the main event.
It's just like, oh my god, they just disappeared into nothingness and they're hurt.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, see you guys later.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 0-2.
Yeah. I mean, because Eric's really, really right about that. Like, it would have been a great transition into Raw. Like, oh, last night of pay-per-view, we have no idea what happened. Like, you know, everybody's like trying to figure out what happened.
You know what?
That would happen afterwards.
That would throw Raw's ratings to the roof.
Just because they brought back some some real extreme kind of stuff like that, like throwing it through the lights, I'm giving it a 1. But I'm giving it a 1 just because that happened.
Real quick, I just realized we never actually enunciated what happened.
Ryback.
Hold on. John Cena went for the attitude adjustment on the entrance platform.
Yeah. Off of it.
He was going to throw Ryback off of the entrance platform. Ryback, you know, struggled out of it. Picked John Cena up and basically like ran him through the lighting like underneath the Titantron, and there was like an explosion which seemed a little fake to me.
Sparks and explosions,
yeah, some pyrotechnics. But
pyrotechnics, I'm just saying,
totally planned. But yeah, I mean, so just so everybody knows, that's exactly what happened, and this is why I'm disappointed. Like, I liked that. I thought that was hype.
That part was great.
Yeah, but it would have been great if he like Ryback dragged him back out and like tried to do like something, you know, like. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like the way it ended.
Because it did remind me of, like, Superman versus Doomsday. That exact part.
It reminded me of Injustice. You just throw people through walls.
All the way through the earth and then back up. That would have been great. Ryback charged through one way and just came back out with him again. It would have been the best.
All right, so I gave it a 0. Mike gave it a 0. Eric?
I'll give it a 0. I'll give it a 1. This is a failure.
Yeah, you know, just it was... It was a match.
It was like it didn't give it a 0. Like a 0 would be like
but you guys didn't even try.
Like Tino versus Zack Ryder.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
The 32-second match.
Man, I give it a 1 because see, it should have been main event.
It should have been well.
It was actually worked. Some of the spots were good. Like the table spots were good. The power bomb was actually all right. I like how Cena's trying to now finally do different things.
I think his ship sailed on him. He's trying to, but most of the time it ends so badly. It's like,
I'll still keep praying for an eventual Cena heel turn. See what happens.
Don't think that would work. I don't think it would play well.
That's only if you're going to do the NWO again.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to incorporate him into the Shield type, not necessarily the Shield, but something like that, where it was like a shocking turn. Like,
so I mean, like if they did it like how Hogan turned, and then watch WWE's ratings just fucking skyrocket.
Right.
This feels like...
I mean, something to keep in mind about that, though.
What?
Well, something to keep in mind about that, though, is I think sometimes we have to realize that we clearly love, you know, the Attitude Era and, like, early 2000s. And I think sometimes we have to think about it. Like, honestly, if it was any other situation where they repeated something again, we'd be like, this is terrible. It's been done in the past.
We
Jack Swagger, Kurt Angle 2.0. It's like, yeah, but this should totally do exactly what Hogan did at the end of the NWO. It would be great. But it's the same thing. Like, they need to do something different, but I do agree that it would be cool if they somehow...
Like, yeah, not like that exactly like yeah, the real turn. Just turn him heel.
Yeah.
Is this a good place for me to point out there was totally someone in the audience wearing a BWO shirt?
Yeah, there was.
There was a BWO shirt sighting. I'm still with you, Blue Meanie. It was hype, man. It was the best thing that ever happened in wrestling.
Can we talk about the inbred who spelled John wrong on the
Cena
we're
not going to.
Oh, yeah.
Let's rip the WWE audience.
J-H-O-N. Jahan.
How did you know that's not some 4-year-old that really loves wrestling and he spelled it out with his dad and his dad is like,
grown man holding the sign.
It's his dad holding the sign.
There's a grown man holding the sign and no child in sight.
The 4-year-old holding the sign is just like, dude, you're in the way of my beer.
Just so you know, I have a child and if he was 4 years old and I took him to wrestling and he wanted to hold the sign, I would pick him up and he would be holding the sign. Well, especially if it said, Jahan Cena.
The H is backwards and all that stuff. Super hype.
I would have just had him redo it, actually. So either way, whether it was a kid sign or not, the dad should be like, yo,
how do we stop talking about the BWO?
Because there's inbreds in the audience.
Talking about a misspelled Cena sign. Oh my god.
There is a level of things I will take, sir.
And then the main event.
Oh man.
Way to be anticlimactic. This was
so good.
Called it Tim's full of shit.
Yeah,
he's a goddamn liar.
I can't.
He is spewing diarrhea of the mouth right now. That's a lie.
Okay, so what we watched Brock Lesnar and Triple H throw each other into a reinforced steel cage
that was
clearly
about to break apart.
Clearly broke, so we stopped throwing each other into the cage.
All right, actually, you know what? Let's start with somebody else. I've been going a lot. So let's, Eric, go.
I honestly expected this match to be better. Like, it was kind of bad. Like, the start of it was stupid. Brock Lesnar came out, and then Triple H came. Oh, he ran him from behind and tossed him headfirst in the cage. It was like, Woo. Oh, no. And then literally the first 5-6 minutes of the match was them just tossing each other into the exact same wall of the cage.
Bouncing off
over and over again.
The reinforced cage that then almost snapped.
The possible Brock Lesnar fucking up his knee thing, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure if it was legit or not.
God, those F5s.
Were so bad. Yeah, I don't know if it was Triple H or Brock.
God, those F5s.
They were just need to not do that.
Dude, just DDT him.
Anything. I would rather see Brock Lesnar do an attitude adjustment than that. Like, I mean, think about this. I keep thinking back to his debut. Like, in that time frame for, like, the first, like, 2 years. Like, he was, like, amazing. Like, he landed every F5. Like, it was just like, ow.
Also weren't putting him up against Hunter Hearst Helmsley. I mean, like, okay, Hunter Hearst Helmsley kind of a bigger guy, but they had him up against, like,
they had
some
dude
he could pick up and throw around.
Didn't he F5 Batista, too?
Yeah. Literally everyone. Like, he resurrected Macho Man and F5'd him. Everyone.
Whoa.
Rikishi.
Macho Man wasn't dead at that point. But
he F5'd Rikishi, I believe, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He F5'd everyone.
He F5'd the dog in the parking lot, but when he was going to his car, just to see
he F5'd Vince's car.
That's actually how he unlocks his car.
He F5'd a shark, let's not forget that.
Oh, you remember that one?
Yeah.
You remember that commercial?
Yeah,
he did F5 a shark.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What if he F5'd a shark on top of a bear?
What if he F5'd a bear eating a shark?
Well, a bear wouldn't eat a shark.
A shark eating a bear.
Okay, if it's still alive, if he F5s it onto the bear's fucked.
If he F5s a shark eating a bear in a water tank?
Welcome to Near Nature Razzlin'.
You need oxygen. It's the beast, okay?
Bears need oxygen.
But the shark's eating him! You don't need to be alive for this!
Oh, well then.
Brown bear loves fishy.
How did we get to this?
I don't even know. There's no rules. It's extreme.
It's extreme
bear
podcast.
Extreme
man.
Bear shark wrestling.
I need another beer.
Promote our alcoholism on the podcast. That's even better. We've been drinking literally tons of sodas all night.
We never said we were a podcast for children, so.
You fucking think so?
This was a half hour wasted for stupid shit. Two shitty F5s.
It lasted a half hour?
It was 40 minutes.
Almost. No, it wasn't.
But then I fell asleep.
The Cena Ryback match.
It started at 10:20.
Yeah.
It was a half hour. Yeah, it was a half hour match.
Started Holy shit.
I thought
that
was
at 11.
No. It was a half hour match, and then there was that, like, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, like, Super can't get up right now.
I lost the match.
Though.
Play my music.
It's all about the game.
Not only am I going to make myself the main event because I'm me, you're going to play my music when I lose.
I think if you listen really closely, too, all the officials that came down to help him out of the ring, he was just like, "Why don't you run back and start my music? I'm gathering if you do that, I swear to God."
Somebody get my trainer out here. I need a massage, like, right now.
That match is not
good. But yeah, who else called Brock Lesnar?
I think we all did.
Yeah,
we were afraid of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, like I said, I was like, they gotta break the tie, and then so now
Triple H. I think Triple H is done.
Better be done.
I hope so.
So it's gonna be stupid ass main events for no goddamn reason.
Listen. No way. They have to keep this going.
No.
Who else
no.
is Triple H gonna razzle?
Nobody.
He should
take over
once in a lifetime. Every year.
Once in a lifetime, 432.
Once
really?
In a year. This happens.
No, once every pay-per-view. Once a month.
Once every time The Rock doesn't have a movie to do.
Wrestling?
Nah, that's never now.
Yeah, but that's said a lot. Someone else.
I think the proper ending to Triple H's career happened, and they fucked it up and brought him back. That end of an era match between him and The Undertaker was one of my favorite matches of the last 10 years.
How do you not do that?
Like, it was amazing. Like, seriously, it was an amazing match. Do you guys all agree?
That's
like,
my favorite match.
Well, The Undertaker and a member of DX. How do you...
Actually, two members of DX.
Oh, well.
Shawn Michaels was a special guest referee. Nobody could see that, but
no one that noise.
No one could ever find out what three consecutive slaps would be in a wrestling podcast.
You sounded like you have cerebral palsy and you're slapping yourself in the chest.
Well,
I don't know if that's
Gold Dust trying to be like, I don't have a Tourette's.
Why does Gold Dust have Tourette's in it? Why are we beating Gold Dust? I love him!
Because he's right next to... What's his name? Rhodes' career. They're both hanging out at a bus stop together. I used to be someone.
Me
shut
too.
Up. Just shut the hell up.
So Dustin, how far did you get? Intercontinental type? How far did you get? Intercontinental type?
You want to be best friends?
And then it's like, Dad, how far did you get? I carried WCW for 10 years. Okay, Dad.
And I'm the commissioner of NXT.
Yep.
Fuck.
At least we know what he's gonna do next.
Cody?
Dad, I want a wrestling career.
The marketing that the road.
Go tell Rick.
Wow. I hope the mic picked that up.
Wow.
I really hope it was loud enough for the mic to clearly get that. Yeah, no, when Cody Rhodes is completely buried in at, like, the main roster, he just go to NXT. His dad's got him. He's like, don't worry, son,
maybe
I got
you. Finally get Ric Flair's tits off TV.
Ugh, he's on TNA. I just want him to die. Like, there's, like,
just
like every
just
wrestler,
die.
Every wrestler or every person associated to wrestling has died. I've been like, oh, this sucks. Paul Bearer, Macho Man, like, it's just like, ugh. Chris Benoit, like,
wait, who? There was
what?
A name you said.
No,
though,
I
sure.
breathe.
Didn't
loudly.
He win the Royal Rumble once?
No, not no. according to the website.
All right. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Not according to Vince McMahon.
Doesn't
and for the website programmers.
He did that move. Doesn't Daniel mm-hmm. Bryan do some sort of move that is related to him?
That does not exist. I don't know what
no?
the hell you're talking
no,
about.
I don't think it's a thing.
Maybe I'm just old and just.
Oh, Eddie Guerrero? Like, all these good people. Like, I was like, every time someone died, I was like, oh, this sucks. I love Ric Flair. Okay, let me rephrase that. I loved Ric Flair. Like, I've gotten so tired of him that, like, when he dies, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Oh, you are?
Thank
he's
you.
Still in the ring. It's like, dude,
he's gonna die in the ring. Like, alright,
so who else is gonna elbow drop that jacket?
Anyone! Literally anyone in the world! I know I just peaked the mic really bad, but anyone in the world could do that. Anyone could elbow drop a jacket in the ring. Or
hey, Jay Lethal has got the woo down, so just let him go with it.
I mean, if you're going to pay someone, pay me to do it, and I'll elbow drop
one. No, I'm thinking of TNA, there was Jay Lethal.
Yeah,
Jay Lethal came out and totally ripped.
That was
JTG,
that wasn't Jay Lethal.
No, it was a TNA promo.
No, I know, but I'm saying that was JTG, not Jay Lethal.
The title of the video is Jay Lethal. And he was calling him Jay in the promo.
It's posted on our Near Fall Facebook that everyone should
Near
go
Fall
like.
Wrestling.
Oh my god, Near Fall.
Oh, by the way, just
we have a Twitter too.
Just to plug us, if we get to 50 likes, I'm actually going to give away a Dolph Ziggler koozie. Randomly, we're just going to pick somebody.
Is it koozie or cozy? Because I feel like both those words are
let's
ridiculous.
Say, yeah, I agree. Let's just say both. I'm going to give away a koozie cozy. Our cozy koozie
sounds.
Oh, that's it.
See,
nailed
you
it.
Said it the right way.
I was gonna say koozie sounds like a nickname for vagina. So cozy,
get some koozie.
Back to rape.
I'm giving me some koozie, my nigga. Know what I mean? I'm about to tear that koozie up.
You want this koozie? I'm about to give you this koozie,
girl. I know you won't.
Give me some of that koozie.
You ain't ready for this koozie.
I feel like we all at the same time just wrote Lil Wayne's next album.
Yo, Wayne,
this rap shit would be real hard.
Wayne, yeah, if you're listening, pay us, man.
Yeah, can we have a rating on the last match? Ugh. We talked everything about it. Oh, wait, we have to talk about the sledgehammer that was the cerebral assassin. The sledgehammer that was just
hidden in
the...
Oh, God.
The cerebral assassin! Put it there!
I'm just going to let Eric, Mike, and Tim talk about this, because
this is done.
I've lost all energy for this. I can give two shits. All
right, rating the match. Tim?
Oh, my God. Mr. Brock Lesnar did a 5 out of 5 stars performance. Because I want to sleep soundly at night. No, the mesh was... I don't know, it wasn't that great. I give it maybe a 2.5.
Wow,
it was really
high.
Good. Was it?
It's really high.
It was like a 2.5.
It
was like,
it wasn't a 2.2?
No, it wasn't 2.2. It was like a 3 1/4...
Of 1?
Of a percentage of 9. That's... Like a square root of 2.
Let's just say math.
Something like that. Yeah, it was a math promo.
I'm going to go with a 2. But Brock gets a 5, by the way. He gets a 5 out of 5.
I think it's pretty sure that Brock gets all the 5.
Because Ronda Rousey and Eric shut the fuck up and agree.
Actually, no, his
nod
knee,
your head.
His knee hurts now. We might be able to limp away.
Brock do good. Brock get 5. Triple H, bitch.
But yeah, no.
We're safe.
Overall, the match, 2.
Yeah, 2. Especially for the last match of the night. In which case we had to watch Triple H.
Can we deduct points for that? The fact that it was so anticlimactic.
It was not a good way to end the night at all.
Oh, and we didn't hear Tubby Gutman.
That was so funny.
There was no.
So if we were to overall rate Extreme Rules.
Well, I didn't actually give my rating.
For the what are you rating
match?
For the match? You don't talk about it.
I'm gonna rate it.
Alright, what's your rating?
Are we just doing point twos now? Because I get to do a 0.2 out of 5.
You can.
No, actually, it was better than the Cena Ryback match.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 2.
It's much conflict in USN.
Much confusion in you, my son.
And now moving on. If I wish I could somehow just rate this pay per view as what it really was, which was Shield Rules 2013. I'll rate it a 5 out of 5.
Oh, no, yeah.
All I would need is those two matches on the card, and then it'd be great. Actually, my wish for the pay-per-view, if it was just those two matches on the card and both matches were a half hour long.
I think we could have ended the pay-per-view. We could have ended that as soon as all the Shield members were up there, all holding up their belts. Just
we
like,
should have.
Credits.
That's it. By the way,
they did it.
I feel a new cover photo coming on.
I'd say so.
But overall... Ugh. Overall, I think we should rate that 3 out of 5. Sorry, I forgot we're going out of 5, not out of 10.
Well, I think for matches we should do out of 5, and then for the overall show be out of 10, because there's a lot more to vary.
Yeah, alright. Yeah, then 5 out of 10. I mean, that's only because of the Shield matches. That's boosting it up that high. Because if those matches were not in the card, I would have turned this pay-per-view off. So
I would have accidentally broke Tim's TV, then went to Walmart and bought him another one. Like, that's what would have happened. I would have been like, this is garbage! And I would have threw something like, oh.
Please don't. I have a lot of video game systems. I do not feel like hooking them all back up.
I have another one.
I know, but I have to hook them all back up. That's super butthurt annoying. It sucks. I have a Super Nintendo.
I can't even. I mean, as much as I love the Shield matches, it wasn't enough to save the pay-per-view for me. I mean, I got to give Randy Orton a little bit of credit. Because he definitely carried that match. He made it at least a decent match.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose did a great job. The Team Hell No versus Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins was great. I mean, there really wasn't any other really good matches. I mean, we knew this, though, leading into this. I can't really be mad at the Swagger and Del Rio match because, A, they really didn't have much time to prepare for it. It really wasn't what any of us wanted. It wasn't what any of us needed, either. And it's just... overall, I gotta say 3. 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed.
I'm bad.
Because it was like a 0 until, and then you factor in the Shield matches, and it's just like,
They won 3 belts. Oh, 3.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, what do you got?
Wasn't as good as WrestleMania. Which is
really?
Not saying much.
Really? I was like, does that mean something?
Which wasn't saying much, so I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10.
First off, just so we're clear, for future reference, if anyone says 4 out of 10 for anything, you have to say meh.
Meh. 4 out of 10.
Thank you. Tim.
I got a Bret Hart this one. this was a match. There was some good matches. There were some good things.
Some good moments.
It was not extreme. That's why I'm super upset about this.
There were better extreme rules in the past. But, a lot better.
Because it's a match. It shouldn't be a pay-per-view called Extreme Rules.
It's Extreme Rules pay-per-view. So what's that mean? That means there are no rules the whole thing. The whole thing, just go, man.
Do it.
Two people get in the ring, and one of them walks the hell away. The whole time. The whole thing. That from 1 to 8, it doesn't matter.
Every second of it. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I feel like the WWE needs to do something different. I mean, I guess it's good that they're calling next month's pay-per-view Payback, because now it's not over the limit, so maybe they're going to do something. I'm just kidding. They're not going to do anything different.
They're not.
John Cena needs Payback because
it's probably going to be a shit pay-per-view, but we're going
to. He needs to Payback Ryback because he didn't get kicked out of 2. He didn't end the match by him kicking out of 2 and then covering.
He never kicked out of 2. Oh, no,
he did once or twice.
I mean, did you score it, Eric?
I said 5.
That's a 5. I have.
So you said 5.
Eric's being very generous tonight.
Tim says 4. You say 3. So 3, 4, 4, 5.
Numbers, math, logic.
So overall 4.
Yeah, pretty much. Overall, a meh. 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
I would rather just watch the Tables, Ladders, and Chairs DVD and just.
I think that should be a photo that we have for Extreme Rules and just meh, 4 out of 10.
I agree. That'll be a meme coming up soon. I'm sure there's already like 400 sites that have it out already, but.
What, the Extreme
Rules? The meh, 4 out of 10. Yeah, but. I guess this was exclusively a podcast to discuss Extreme Rules. That's what this was for, the pre-show, the post-show.
I thought this was AA.
No, Tim.
Oh.
That's tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
This is what happens when you're an alcoholic. You don't know what day it is.
We've been drinking a whole lot of sodas.
That, you do kind of lose track of time.
You do.
That.
Like, yeah.
When we drink sodas, yeah.
We drink mad sodas. And or Mountain Dew. Monsters are terrible.
All right, so I want to thank you guys for being here for the entire night, from the pre-show through watching that.
Technically, this is our first official.
This is our first official recording.
Thank you for thanking me in my own house, by the way.
Well, I would like to thank Tim for having us here.
Yeah, there you go. That's
and I would like to thank each of you guys for contributing.
I want to thank everyone for coming into my home and listening to the podcast, because that's how I got a lot of people coming in.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. They're listening worldwide about what's going on in my apartment.
Welcome into Tim's house.
Apparently it's wrestling.
And we want to thank you guys for listening to us as well.
That's pretty hype.
So, yeah, it's pretty great. If you guys could give us feedback, that would be absolutely awesome. Negative, positive, doesn't matter. We're only going to get better with your feedback.
You just said give us negative feedback to the internet.
Is it negative or positive? But
they only heard negative.
Yeah, it's the internet.
Troll them, you say?
You said troll?
Yeah. Burn them alive with words.
So please give us your feedback. We are going to be doing a podcast this week, our regular podcast, which we'll be discussing all things wrestling, not just WWE, not just a single pay-per-view. We will not talk about Extreme Rules of that podcast. I had more than enough. Tim's just going to be the whole podcast, and that's because he's going to have tape over his mouth the first time he says Extreme Rules.
I really hope Raw now there's an Extreme Rules match just
so you have to say it.
So I can be that person.
I have to say it.
It'd be like the Raw after WrestleMania where like everyone thought Ziggler was gonna cash in and then he cashes on the Raw after.
That was so bad. You couldn't do this less than 24 hours ago. So I work every Monday. It's guaranteed I work every Monday. So we were watching WrestleMania. I was like, yes, he's gonna do it. I'm gonna get to see him cash it in. This is great. I'm at work closing up. You know, it's like 9:30. Favorite phone right now. Yeah, Eric's calling me. What's up, dude?
He cashed in.
Hey, guess what? Well, guess what? What? Ziggler cashed in! Fuck! Like, I was so angry. I was driving on the way. Just, this is fucking bullshit.
I
didn't even. You know what's funny?
I don't even watch Raw.
I didn't. That's the funny part. I never watched that episode of Raw. I purposely went home. I was like, I'm not watching it. I'm not gonna do it. Nope. I'm boycotting it. Like, I was so angry. And I was gonna watch it later that week, and I just never did. So I've never technically seen Ziggler cashing in. I mean, I've seen the clip of it, but. Alright, so we're going to sign out. Start with Tim.
It's Tim Allen. Follow me on Twitter at Modern Day Sith. I have Facebooks and stuff too, but you shouldn't be my friend because I don't know you.
Eric?
If you want to follow me personally, I'm at Ryjin. That's RYJIN because no one can ever understand what the fuck I'm saying when I say it.
Mike.
This is Mike. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I am at @NJM_punk.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's not a punk, Mark. Just kidding.
Yeah. Said the biggest punk, Mark.
Shut your poor mouth.
All I remember is someone losing at WrestleMania.
Hmm.
This podcast ends with me, oh, the window smashing? That was me, by the way.
Or I thought it was Stone Cold coming in.
Stone Cold comes in right now. Greatest podcast ever. We're just stopping this one.
We're just getting drunk with Stone Cold for the rest of the night.
That's it. We're going to do that anyway.
Thank you, Mike. I'm your host, Rydell. You can follow me on Twitter, @RydellCasal, because I'm real original like that. You can find me on Facebook. I probably won't accept your friend request. You should like our page on Facebook, @NearFallWrestling, or on Twitter, @NearFallPodcast. Soon our website will be up and running. It's under construction right now. It will be nfwrestling.com. So check that out. We'll give you guys a shout out on Facebook and Twitter when it happens. And yeah, we'll see you later this week. Have a good one.
He's going to change his Twitter to rdizzle.
No, I'm not. I don't know where that came from, but I'm not going to do that.
Peace out.
See ya.
Later.